Well, good morning, fellow Unix lovers. And I don't use that term just because it's Valentine's Day, but because Unix is near and dear to my heart and to that of the Hewlett-Packard Company. It's impossible not to feel a strong allegiance to a technology that has spearheaded the open systems movement. Despite my long love affair with Unix, I must admit to feeling somewhat inadequate as I address you this morning. Because, you see, when Richard Jaros called a few weeks ago to discuss this speech, he led me to believe that he had some implicit expectations. He described with great nostalgia the uproar Andy Grove created at Uniforum 2 years ago when he challenged the Unix community to get its act together, and the equally big uproar Ed McCracken caused last year over the issue of changing Uniforum's name. Well, as Richard described these episodes with an obvious fondness, I got the sense that he was hoping I'd say something equally controversial. I was worried I'd let you down until my salvation arrived in the form of Scott McNeely when he agreed to do tomorrow's keynote address. So I think the pressure's off me. If you want outrageous, wait till tomorrow. Scott's sure to oblige. Well, seriously, I really like Scott, and I think he runs a great company, as does Ed McCracken. And I think the fact that we can respect and tease one another and both collaborate and compete is part of the Unix community's unique character. And today I'd like to discuss that character in the form of four value propositions Unix has represented to the many customers who have embraced it. I don't intend to talk a lot about HP and any of the whiz-bang technologies under development in our labs. I'm not here to promote Unix. I want to speak as a member of the Unix community. To the customers here today who have pioneered open systems computing by moving to Unix, I want to thank you for the faith you have demonstrated in this technology. We at HP know we must earn that faith on a daily basis by helping you use open systems technology to achieve your business results. To the Unix suppliers and developers here today, I'd like to present a challenge, which is as close to outrageous as I'll get. To my Unix colleagues, I'd like to suggest that if we want the future to be as exciting as the past decade, we must strengthen our focus on customer needs. Our challenge is to find new ways of delivering on the value propositions that have made Unix as successful as it is today. But first, let's recognize how far we've come. I had cause to appreciate our progress when the other day I looked at the first Uniforum keynote address that I delivered back in 1988. The title of my speech was Maintaining the Momentum. Can Unix make it? Well, in the intervening 8 years, the answer has become unequivocally clear. Yes, Unix can make it. Indeed, it has made it, reaching a degree of success not so very long ago. In fact, looking back at my 1988 speech in preparation for this one, I was struck by how modest our aspirations were. Because in those remarks, I cited predictions that Unix sales would represent 13% of the total computer market by 1991. While we badly underestimated the appeal of Unix, by 1991, Unix already represented 21% of system sales, according to IDC. And here you see the growth rate of Unix since then, compared to other leading operating systems. It's a record to be proud of. Quite simply, Unix has succeeded because it has offered real value to customers. Let's take a moment and remind ourselves of the value propositions Unix has offered. Technical excellence. Well, first, Unix has stood for technical excellence, the rich combination of multitasking and functionality needed to perform complex technical tasks. Unix can handle applications that consume multi-terabytes of data, such as the weather forecasting application shown here. Its ability to scale upwards provides the performance, security, and high availability that enable Unix systems to rival mainframe computers in mission-critical applications. In fact, Unix has not only rivaled mainframe performance, it has done so while offering a better price point. Here you see a graph of the cost ratio of various mainframe technologies versus high-end Unix. A ratio of 1 represents price parity. And you can see that even in 1998, it looks like the mainframe will be 50% more expensive for a given performance level. Back in 1988, we thought Unix would find its niche in technical computing. It has gone much further than that. Unix is running key business processes in enterprises around the world, ranging from Boeing to Federal Express to the Singapore Stock Exchange. In short, Unix took advanced technology out of the research environment and brought it to the manufacturing floor, to the data center, and to the retail outlet. And along the way, you, the Unix community, have spun off a number of significant technologies that have furthered the information revolution. For example, without Unix and its advocates, there would have been no internet, no World Wide Web, no glimpses of the evolving information superhighway and all that it will make possible. Unix has also stood for choice. It runs on more microprocessor architectures than any other operating system. Its scalability is unparalleled, allowing it to run on anything from a laptop computer to a supercomputer. Unix has provided portability and compatibility. Today, for example, applications written to the Unix 95 specification need only be recompiled to run unchanged on either a DEC or HP system. And the interoperability Unix provides has made it possible for customers to select a variety of systems and still have that heterogeneous environment operate effectively. The degree of choice Unix has provided has ushered in new rules of competition for computer vendors. Customers gain new power since they were no longer locked in by proprietary architectures. And of course, with that increased customer power came lower prices, which in turn spurred more demand. Adaptability has also characterized Unix. Its stable set of published software interfaces has made it possible for customers and ISVs to tune the implementation of the operating system to meet their specific needs without affecting the application interface. This concept that standard interfaces encourage innovative implementations has been one of Unix's most important contributions to the world of computing. The easiest way to represent this truth is an analogy you may have heard before, the electric plug. It defines the connection between the electric utility and the appliances that plug into it. That standard interface has made possible the development of electric razors, yogurt makers, VCRs, you name it. And those appliances don't care if the electricity was generated from nuclear fusion or gerbils on a treadmill. If we tried to draw the computing equivalent of this concept, the role of the plug would be played by portability interfaces like Unix 95 and interoperability interfaces such as X.25, 802.3, or TCP/IP. And as with the plug, these standards have made it possible to innovate on either side of the interface. The inherent adaptability of Unix allows customers to partition the operating system application, database management, and the user interface in a way that best supports their businesses. Features within the OS have made it possible to develop applications such as HP OpenView to manage large, distributed, heterogeneous networks. And technologies built on top of Unix, such as NFS, have made it much easier for users to get files over a network and for network administrators to manage the files on that network.